I speak to you in the name of God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sustainer. Amen. Please be seated. This morning is Trinity Sunday. And Trinity Sunday is an important day in the life of the church. It's the time in which we celebrate, as Christians, our full understanding of God, the theology of God. And the theology of God is an important subject which we used to spend many days learning about when I was in seminary. We spent 2 years looking at this topic. It's hard to sort of compress that into 15 minutes. But it's really something that all of us as Christians should have a sense of what is happening. Who do we believe, especially, and what do we believe, especially in the midst of our Christian world here in the eastern end of the Fraser Valley. There are probably two understandings of God. One that we may have all inherited when we were children in Sunday school. And we inherited this idea of God that really comes to us from the book of Genesis, from the reading that was read this morning by Pam, that sense of God being a way up beyond us, creating everything. And that God being a body, a force, an immanence beyond the dome of the earth. And that God created a dome and put it over the earth, and that everything happened within the dome. So you can think of your great big salad bowl and putting it on a flat surface. And that was the vision that people had, and that God was above that. And that the earth was there, and that water and fire was underneath this flat surface. And that was a prevalent idea of the earth until about the 1700s. For sure, it started to change a bit before that in the 1500s with Galileo. But it was not really accepted by a lot of Christendom up until fairly modern times. And so you had this sense of God beyond the stars. And we as kids, we may have all had that idea ourselves. And then we had the idea of God coming into the dome, onto the earth in Jesus, born in Bethlehem. And so we had the immanent God with us. And then that immanent God went up above the dome and joined God the Father. And we were left behind with the Holy Spirit, which we celebrated last Sunday. But all of that was sense of God being apart and away from us. And that was how people understood reality at the beginning and kept that sense of reality with them. And some still want to hold that today. But with the rise of more knowledge, which I believe was inspired by the Holy Spirit amongst us, human beings started to know more about who they are in the midst of the world and what the world is and how the earth is a planet in its relationship to the sun and other planets in relationship to the sun and other suns with other suns and the galaxy and the universe and the expanding universe. And so this image that we have carried with us in the scripture, and we recognize that the scripture is a human product. It's not dictated. It was inspired by human beings who were faithful to God and faithful to the spirit and presence of God, and they wrote down their best. But it was not dictated. We as Anglicans do not believe that and never have. But there was a sense of a new awareness of God and a new way of understanding God. Not all that new, but an understanding. The transcendent idea of God, the one that is prevalent in a lot of people's minds, and that we may have gotten when we got our Sunday school papers as little kids. Some of you may remember the GBRE materials, the General Board of Religious Education of the Anglican Church of Canada. And we would have something every Sunday. But that idea of God had to be revisited. And the Anglican Church, along with some other churches, said, we have to see God is not fixed and immutable, not moving. We have to see God in a dynamic way. And they started to reread the scripture and start to put an emphasis on some things that had not been emphasized in those earlier days. And one of them is the Syrophoenician woman. Let me read that to you. It's really quite important, and we often don't understand how important it is. I'm reading from Matthew 15, 21 to 28. Jesus left there and departed for the district of Tyre and Sidon. It happened that a Canaanite woman living in the area came and cried out to Jesus, "Heir to the house of David, have pity on me. My daughter is horribly demon-possessed." Jesus gave her no word of response. The disciples came up and repeatedly said to Jesus, "Please get rid of her. She keeps calling after us." Finally, Jesus turned to the woman and said, "My mission is only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." She then prostrated herself before Jesus with the plea, "Help me, Rabbi." He answered, "But it isn't right to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." "True, Rabbi," she replied, "but even the dogs get to eat the scraps that fall from the table." Jesus then said in reply, "Woman, you have great faith. Your wish will come to pass." At that very moment, her daughter was healed. Now that may not seem overwhelming, but it was theologically. For when people read that again, they realized that not only could God reach out beyond the Jewish tradition to other people, but also that Jesus as God on earth was changeable. And there are examples in the Old Testament of God being changeable. And this idea that God can be in a relationship with people, on the journey with people, reacting and responding to the needs of people as they emerged, changed the understanding of God. For it meant that God did not know all the answers ahead of time, and that everything was preordained, which is a Calvinist point of view. And they started to see that God is on a journey, a mystical journey with us, and that we are in a mystical journey with God, that we are in a lively and alive dance with God. And that's important, because that also means that God is imminent here with us, that God is here with us now on our journey as we ourselves experience life, and that we're not puppets on a string, we have free will. But as we have the experience of life with us, God is there with us in the midst of that journey. And that God is not far away, transcendent, above the planet, but here with us now, on our journey, as we walk with God. And that's very important. And the Anglican Church affirmed that in 1976 with what's known as Theology 76. That we are in an alive relationship with God, and God is in an alive relationship with us. And that the Holy Trinity is fully alive in the dance with us. And that God exists, it's like water. Those of you who are scientists, and I know there are some here, at minus 0.01 degrees Celsius or centigrade, at that moment in time, water exists in three states at the same time. You can be liquid, it can be solid, and it can be gaseous, a gas, a water vapor. But it's all at the same moment at that point. I did a bit of research on that. And so God is like water at that moment. It's in three types all in one. And the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer, is alive and in a dance and a relationship with all of us at that same moment. So God is not way away from us, but is away from us, but still here with us. That's God, the Creator. Also God in Jesus Christ, the Redeemer, who brings us in whole relationship with God, is present with us. And also God, the Holy Spirit, which inspires and sustains us, is present with us at the same time. And we are in a relationship that is alive and not static. So where yesterday we may have felt that we are somehow separated and away from God, today, God, we have the sense of an embrace. And so we're on a journey of life. And each of us on our own personal journeys, we have our family journeys, and we have our collective journeys. But it's with an alive God that hasn't prejudged the outcomes. The only thing that we know that never changes, that's not a part of the dance, if you like, is that God loves us, and that each and every one of us here is a sign of God's love. So even when you feel that you are the most outcasted, ugly, angry person, and we all can have those moments, and I know I've had them, even at that moment, remember that God has created you good, and that you are a sign of God's love. That God is not just around us and in a dance with us, but here's the other word. You're getting a lot of $50 theology words today. It is a sense of panentheism. God is within you. God is within you in all three forms, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That you are an alive testament of God to the world. An alive testament of God to the world. Now that is a challenge because it takes on a whole new responsibility. And when I became fully aware of that, I all of a sudden realized that, you know, I couldn't, remember the comic from a number of years ago, "Oh, the devil made me do it"? Well, some of us are old enough to remember that line. I forgot her name now, but she used to say it. Well, some of you remember, tell me afterwards. But we can't do that. We can't blame it on the devil. We can't blame it on somebody else. We ourselves are the imminent sign of God and the love of God in the world. So we take on a responsibility to become environmentally aware. It said in the Genesis story, we are to care for the world. We have to be a sense of love to ourselves and to others, as well as loving God, because we are the signs of God in the world. We are called to be restorative and reconciling. Even when we feel really angry and we just don't want to, there's a reconciling and restoring God that calls us to that, because we are signs of God to other people in the world. So it puts on us a lot of responsibility. So God is imminent here with us. Is imminent here with us, both individually and collectively. And so in this Trinity Sunday, I want us to be aware of that new theology. It's not that new, but it's a restatement of it, that God is not apart from us, but within us and within each of us. and amongst us in an alive, dynamic dance with us, but also residing within us, and that we are signs of the love of God to the world, to ourselves, to our families. That's who we are. And so I pray that as we receive the Eucharist this morning, we will realize that as we are taking in the bread as a sign of the love of God, we also have it residing in us, and to be in that responsible, loving relationship with ourselves and with each other on this Trinity Sunday as we walk forward as the people of God. May God bless us all. Amen.